Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything, college football top 10, and our playoff predictions for the end of the season, which is very quickly approaching. That's it. This is after week number 12. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
Chris, yesterday was about what was expected, but man, like talk about some big losses, big injuries. Minnesota's streak ends. I think the top 10 remains about the same, but there's some differences here.
It's quite a bit different than it was last week.
Yeah, yours is different.
Quite a bit.
Okay. Well, let's now mine has some changes, yes, but we'll see. Do you want to go first?
I mean, I can.
Go right ahead. You jump on in with yours, and I'll jump in with mine after.
Number one, I have LSU. Okay. Keep on rolling. Number two, Ohio State. Same thing. Beat up bad teams. Clemson, no problem there. All three of them beat up lesser opponents. LSU probably played the best of those three opponents. I don't know anybody would argue that. And all three took care of business. Number four, I have Georgia. Georgia went down the Plains. I thought they were going to get beat. I didn't think they were going to win this football game. And they did control most of it. They dominated, played really well, and came out with the W. Number five, I've got Alabama still. Without Tua, they're probably going to sit in this spot for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll see how they do against
Auburn.
But as of right now, they're the fifth best team in the country. Number six. I've got Minnesota. They went on the road, hostile environment, tough situation. This is a spot where everybody expected them to have a massive letdown. And I don't think they had a letdown at all. I think they just got beat, okay? They got beat by a physical team on the road in hostile environments. They're number six to me. Number seven, right behind them, I have Penn State. I can't have Penn State better than them because they beat Penn State. They never trailed against Penn State. But Penn State didn't look great, still got the win. And I think that's the most important thing. 8 and 9, kind of lumped them two together, just like I did 6 and 7. Oregon, Utah. Neither one of these teams have a good win on their schedule, okay? And Utah's loss isn't great, and Oregon's loss is getting a little worse. If Bama beats Auburn, it's going to hurt really bad, and I don't think either one of these teams are going to the playoffs, but they will stay in the top 10. And then my number 10, I know it's going to be different than everybody else's. It's the 10th best team in the country, and they're actually better than this. I think if I'm just grading on how I think these teams are, like you do, and not based on resume, they would be, I don't know, fifth maybe? It's Michigan. Michigan's the 10th best team in the country in my rankings.
You don't have one loss to Oklahoma in your top 10 at all?
I have Oklahoma 11, Baylor 12.
Interesting. Okay.
I think Michigan is better than them, and I think the resume is better than theirs. Oklahoma has played nobody but Baylor, and, they won that game, but they also have a bigger loss. Michigan lost to Penn State in a whiteout in a crazy environment, and they lost to a Wisconsin team that was freight training people early on.
Yeah, that was at Wisconsin. I mean, it was in Camp Randall.
That's it. And then they've got they've got bigger wins than Oklahoma does. The blowout against Notre Dame is a bigger win than what Oklahoma did last night. All right. And the win against Michigan Michigan State, just beating the doors off Michigan State. They're two big wins. They beat the hell out of those teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see where you're coming from.
I just think they're a better football team, and I think the resume is probably equal if we're splitting hairs.
You may be right. I All right, yeah, let's go.
I knew that was going to be different, but I'm standing by it.
Different is good. Different is good. I can totally understand where you're coming from. Mine is very similar, but we'll go on and run through. Number one, LSU. Two, Ohio State. Three, Clemson. That's about the same for everybody. Number four, Georgia.
If you don't have that in the country, you're wrong.
Yeah. By the way. Number four, Georgia. Big win, like massive win yesterday on the Plains. Even though it was only by 7 after being up by 21, if you still hold on there, that's a massive win.
That's an incredibly hard place to play. We know that.
Number five for me, I've got Utah. I love this Utah team. And remember, they were my playoff pick to start the season.
I know. That's
I've got fine. A ticket for them to make the playoffs at plus 990. So I
throw that away. That's fine.
Number six, I've got Oregon right behind them. This is, remember, mine is eye test and whatever else I feel like throwing in. This is just who I think is the top 10. Number six, Oregon. Number seven, I've got Alabama. Number eight, Minnesota. Number nine, Penn State. And then number 10, I've got Oklahoma. So you've got the Pac-12 back at 8 and 9, and I've got the Big Ten back at 8 and 9. A little surprised by that. You might be right. I mean, the Big Ten is at least battle-tested.
The Big Ten is a much better conference than the Pac-12.
Yes.
A much better conference than the Pac-12.
Now,
we're not even close.
Minnesota has lost to Iowa, but beaten Penn State.
Hey, I gotta ask this, by the way. I don't want to interrupt the meeting, but can you hear that the Roomba just turned on in my house?
Nope.
If you can't hear it, then we keep rolling.
Yeah, we can keep
rolling. I can hear it like champ.
That's it. No, it's all good on this end.
We're good.
We are all good on that. So, yeah, I've got Oklahoma in at 10. I think that was a massive win for them last night, and they have been steamrolling people.
They hadn't steamrolled anybody in a couple of weeks.
Right. No, I'm with you.
It's been a month since they steamrolled somebody.
Like, they probably should have lost to Iowa State. As far as steamrolling, if we're going to keep using that, of course, they were steamrolling Iowa State until late in that ball game.
They did.
They shouldn't have pumped the brakes. They shouldn't have let off the gas, you know?
They didn't have a choice. Iowa State had a lot to do with that.
I agree.
They were in my top 10. They were 10. And then the more I thought about it, I was just like, I mean, if right now those two teams played, I think I'd have Michigan a 7-8 point favorite.
Yeah.
And I think Michigan would beat them in cover. Their defense is real, and I think that offense can score on Oklahoma. Can't stop anybody.
So. No, they can't stop anybody. And I do think Michigan would be able to slow down because they'd be able to turn over Jalen Hurts in them.
Yeah, okay,
that's something
great.
That's something I brought up last night. Remember, is Jalen against, like, he hasn't had to face a really good defense, and then last night was a really good defense, and he turned the ball over 4 times.
All right, he sure did.
So still got the win, but you know it is what it is. Let's move into the next topic. Let's see, and there we go. We're moving into our college football playoff rankings. And this is, predictions for the end of the season.
So we're predicting not what we think is going to happen or what we want to happen or we think should happen. Let's say that.
We're predicting what we think will happen.
Will happen.
On Selection Sunday. Not what is the ranking right now. What is the ranking going to be going forward?
Yep.
That's what we're looking at here. So we can talk about scenarios and all that different kind of stuff. I'll go ahead and go first with mine. I do the number 5 and number 6. I think Alabama finds a way to beat Auburn, that this is the prime Nick Saban spot for them to eke out a win, win one for the Gipper, you know, win one for Tua Man, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? So they've got 2 weeks to get it figured out. I think they can figure it out by then. I think Alabama sits at 5. I think Baylor goes to 6. I think that Baylor can win the rest of their games, and they will win against Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game. Now, obviously, everything went right for Baylor last night, and they still lost. But crazier things have happened. I think that Baylor can win out, and they would be at number 6. If this was, you know, Oklahoma with only one loss, I think it could be a different scenario here. But I've got Bama 5, Baylor 6. I've got LSU at 1, Ohio State at 2, Clemson at 3, and then I got Utah at 4. I think Utah is going to demolish Oregon, and I think they will get in. I think LSU beats Georgia in the SEC championship game. I don't think that Georgia can score enough points to keep up there. So LSU gets in, Georgia is knocked out, Ohio State beats Minnesota or whoever they play in the Big Ten championship game. Clemson, of course, wins against our boy Justin Fuente and Virginia Tech in the ACC championship game. And Utah beats Oregon, and that will be your four. LSU against Utah, and Clemson against Ohio State, and Clemson-Ohio State will be in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening. I mean, a one-loss Utah, I just don't see the committee putting in. I just don't. I've got LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma.
You've got Oklahoma. You think Oklahoma wins out, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I could see
They got through the toughest game of the schedule last night.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably
That's
right.
The first game they're going to play, that rematch against Baylor, if that happens, is not going to be a hostile environment.
It'll be Dallas, and it'll be 80-20 Oklahoma fans.
I was just about to say, yeah, it'll all be Oklahoma. It won't be in Waco, and everything will be going their way.
You may be right. You may be right.
And then if they get in, or if they go win out and they've got the one loss, they're going to get in over everybody else. The Jalen Hurts story is a story everybody loves. The Lincoln Riley story is a story everybody loves. And you know how college football cares about that stuff more than they actually care about the play.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you'll have Jalen going up against LSU again. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I could see that happening. Jalen going back to the Peach Bowl, back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is where he got pulled.
Yeah, where he got pulled. Yep.
Whew. And then where he had his redemption story against Georgia the next year. Like, yeah, you're right. I mean, if they went out, 100% Oklahoma.
If Oklahoma wins out, they're the nod, and I don't think it's close. I'm going to tell you, this is an honest opinion, and Utah people can hate me all you want. This is how the committee's going to see this. If it's Utah out of the Pac-12 and Baylor out of the Big 12, they're going to put in Georgia, a two-loss Georgia team. Because Georgia's loss will be a terrible loss, and then they'll have the loss to LSU. Georgia's going to get in. They're going to put a two-loss Georgia team in before they put in Utah or Baylor.
You really think so?
I believe that with all my heart. I believe that.
I cannot wait for Tuesday night's rankings.
We won't see that in Tuesday's night's rankings, but that's going to happen.
Now you may be right. I don't know. Like that's very interesting.
Do the we think the better team should go. That's how they've gotten Alabama in all these times. Is the you know are they the better team? Then they're rightfully there, and they're going to say Georgia's the better team.
Yeah,
wow. They're going to say Georgia's better than a one loss Alabama without Tua, and they're going to say Georgia's better than a one loss Utah, and they're going to say Georgia's better than a one loss Baylor. And that's how they're going to justify it.
That's crazy.
They're better than a one-loss or two-loss Minnesota. They're better than a one-loss Penn State, maybe. I guess both those teams will have two losses if Ohio State goes undefeated. But,
if that's
going to happen.
You think if Michigan wins out, you think any chance Michigan could?
Well, if Michigan wins out, absolutely, because then Michigan wins the Big Ten.
Nope, they've got two losses.
Ohio State
would still go.
If Michigan beats Ohio State in the regular season, Michigan will get that. No question about that.
Yeah, Michigan would get it over Georgia.
But yeah, but a two-loss team that's a big-name school will give the nod over Baylor or Utah.
That's nuts. That is how the committee does it, though.
And I don't know that Michigan wouldn't be deserving if they beat Ohio State because they won to get there as opposed to, in my scenario, Georgia losing to get there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. Of course, go and check out TunicaTravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi, the sponsor of the show. They are the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got 6 incredible sports books. TunicaTravel.com will tell you more about them. You can also find us over at WinningCuresEverything.com. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, leave us some comments, tell us what your picks for the playoff are, tell us what you think we got right, what we got wrong, etc. If you're listening on the podcast, especially Apple Podcast, hit subscribe. Leave a nice review, 5 stars, whatever it is. Tell us how much you like us. Make it entertaining. We'll read it on the show, of course. WinningCuresEverything.com is the website. Of course, our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, all of our social media platforms. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us, and we will see you all again next time. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.